Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Melinda Zarate with Emboldened Heart here. Thanks for taking the time to join us today. And I am really excited because I have a really special guest speaker today that I'm going to be bringing on in just a moment. And she has been with me before, but it's been a few years back. Angela Treat Lyon is my guest today, and she is here to share information about a course that she has put together to help you authors or wannabe authors out there to really write and publish your book in the easiest and most effective possible way. So who is Angela Treat Lyon? She is, the best way I know to put it is, she's an artistic and creative genius. She's an author. She's written over 100 books. She's helped many other authors publish books. She also, and I don't know if you all are hearing it, but I've got a little bit of background noise. So hopefully that is, I'm going to turn down a heater here. She is a sculptor, she's a painter, she's an illustrator, and she's just all around an artistic phenomenon and a creative magician or wizardess. So without further ado, I just want to bring her on the line. Hi, Angela. Welcome back.
Hi, Melinda. Thank you so much. Thank you for such a nice introduction.
Well, it's true. I've been following your work for, 8 or 10 years now, and I love it. And for the listeners who aren't familiar with you, check her website out and learn more about her work. But today, what we're really going to be directing your attention to is a wonderful program that she has put together that will help you to unleash your genius and get that book written that is in you. And it's something that I'm gonna tell on myself a little bit. It's probably been 5 years ago or so that Angela interviewed me on her radio program. And yes, she's also a radio show host in addition to everything else she does. And her program called I Dare You Radio Program. And she dared me to write a book because I said I wanted to. And I started it, and then it was like everything that could possibly bring up my resistance or distract me or interfere with me getting it done did. So when I learned that you had put together this course, Angela, it was just like, yay, okay, let's do this. But not just for me. I know there are so many of my listeners who would love to write a book and to take their skills and their gifts and their experiences and their know-how and things they're interested in and create a book. So kudos to you for putting this fabulous program together.
Well, so thank you. I feel the same way about it. You know, I can't tell you the number of people I meet who hear that I'm an author and a publisher, and they go, oh, I've always wanted to write a book. And it's like, why don't you?
Yeah, I know.
And they say things like, well, I don't know how, I've got too many ideas, I don't know where to start, I don't have the time. You know, and all of those things are conquerable.
Mm-hmm. And so I love it that you...
That's pretty much why I did this, because I'm tired of hearing that. I want to see people get their stuff out there.
Yeah, me too. So I've got some questions here for you. Who is this course for?
Well, basically, if you want to write a book, it's for you. If you're a nonfiction writer, it's especially for you. It's funny, there's kind of a different format that goes along with writing fiction books. But mm-hmm. most of my clients that I build books for, you know, because they don't want to do their own, they're mostly nonfiction. So that's the genre that I choose to work with. If you want to write a fiction book, this will work for you, this course.
Okay.
But it's basically aimed towards nonfiction.
Okay. So, and it is interesting because the nonfiction book field is absolutely huge. I mean, that covers much ground.
Yeah.
Incredible. Yeah. So another question that I have is, so it's nonfiction is it kind of the ideal, but what about if someone wants to do children's books or doodle art books or coloring books or mantra books or something like that? Is it something that would work for that too?
Absolutely. You know, I say nonfiction because that's the format that works the best with this type of setup. But if you have a picture book or a kid's book, a photograph book, an art book, mandalas or coloring books, it works perfectly with that. And you'll just
cool.
be utterly amazed at how easy it is.
Nice. So does your program require lots of other software or apps or templates or programs that people have to access and use and implement too, or how does it work?
No, that's the coolest thing. I have been studying publishing books for over 20 years, and over the last 10 years or 5 years really, it's become so simple. And if you've got Microsoft Word with a presentation mode, you can publish a book using that alone.
Wow.
You don't have to buy any fancy software, fancy apps, or anything like that. You can just use the simplest things that you've got.
So are
that's
you talking
the cool,
like...
That's a neat thing, Melinda, about today's technology, is that it's so absolutely usable and so simple that we can... You know, like using presentation mode, what's it called? PowerPoint.
PowerPoint.
You can create a book. It's like, really? Yes.
Awesome.
You can.
That's wonderful. Wow. Yeah, I know. I have friends who have written books that were nonfiction, and they went through all kinds of contortions to try to get the content put together and collated, to get the illustrations done. I mean, just really a kind of a grueling and long process. So I'm delighted and excited that your course really just takes people through all of the steps. And I love it that things have gotten so much more simple. That's cool. That's really cool. So what happens when you write and publish your first or maybe your next book with your creation system?
Well, the thing, you know, one of the things that I hear from authors is, God, I've got so much information, I don't know where to start. And if you've got a book in you and it's your first book or your next book, the way I've set up the sequence in this system makes it so that you can focus zero right down on the exact information to use for your book. You know, for instance, let's say you're an energy practitioner and you've got all kinds of modalities and things that you like to use and case studies and things like that. Mm-hmm. I show you how to focus in on the exact thing that you'll need for your exact reader. Because let's say that your reader is somebody who you're focusing on people who are depressed. So if you focus on your reader rather than on your material, you'll be able to say, oh yeah, that case study on giving up sugar isn't going to apply here. And so it allows you to reduce your materials right down to the exact material that you need for this particular book. And I show you how to do it in a sequence that makes it so easy. It's almost silly how easy it is.
Wow. Wow, that's fantastic. So give us a rundown of what someone would discover when they get your system and start.
Okay, well, the first thing you're going to do is you need to understand who you're writing your book for. And that's not just your reader. It's yourself as well. Like, why are you writing this book? Are you writing it to have a book at the back of the room when you speak? Are you writing it for a dissertation? Are you writing it for children and it gives you pleasure to give them a night-night story? You know, that's what you start with. You start with yourself. And then you find out who you're going to write your book for, your particular reader. And then you're going to find out what their problem is or what their desire is. And then you are going to create your back cover. Now, this is a surprise because most of the time people think, oh, I'm going to write my book and then I'm going to create my covers because then I'll know exactly what the material is and what the images are that I want to use and the fonts and all that. But if you write your back cover first, the cool thing about it is that when you write the first paragraph, which is what the reader will get out of your book, it gives you a rundown of exactly what's going to be in your book. And so you use that as a template for what your chapter headings are going to be.
Wow, that's pretty ingenious. I love it.
It's brilliant.
It
really
you
is.
An outline.
Yeah, I wish I could take credit for it. Dan Poynter was the author who turned me on to it, and I just took it and ran with it and expanded on it. But when you've got the points that your reader is going to get out of your book, you can take those points and expand upon them and then make them into compelling chapter headings. You know, like you don't just go chapter one, chapter two, chapter three, you know. You know, you write beautiful chapter headings that when somebody clicks on the look inside feature on Amazon, they go, oh, that looks like a cool chapter. Oh, look at that one. Look at that one. And it helps them buy the book. And then when you've got your chapter headings, then you know exactly what to write. And it makes it so much faster and so much easier to focus down on the material that you need. And then I give you hints on how to construct your chapters so that they work really well and lead on to the next chapter and the next chapter.
Okay.
And so this is the kind of thing that you get because, you know, this is a system. This isn't how to write poetry or prose or how to construct a sentence. This is a system that you can use every single time you write a book, and it allows you to be ruthless about the kind of material you want into it and write it fast and easily and get it published.
Awesome. I just love it. It gives me like completely new inspiration to get cracking with mine because I had talked with other friends that just, it was like, wow, that sounds like it's not going to be near as much fun as I thought it would be to write a book. So, but this does sound like it's just like, wow, I can do this. You know, I do presentations. I'm always teaching and sharing things, and I've got all kinds of good ideas. So if you're listening and that's you, if you have a skill set that you're really good at and you want more people to know about it, what better way than to write a book? If you have a particular hobby or area of interest that you're just passionate about, why not write a book about it and leave a legacy for yourself, you know? I love that idea. It's wonderful.
Well, you know, the thing is, even if you have an expertise in one field, this allows you to do things in another field. For instance, I've been working with a gal who is a public speaker, she teaches people presentation skills, and she's also a wonderful photographer. And she's got this series of photographs that she took of a little porcelain bird. She calls it Lovey. And she gathered about 30 photographs together, and she put together a book on Lovey's adventures in the world. And we just published it together last night, and it took us 2 weeks. That was it.
Oh, how wonderful. Ooh, fun.
I mean, when you think of writing a book, you know, you think, oh God, it's going to take me a year, right? Or
yeah,
at least a few months. Well, we put that book together literally in 13 days.
That's so cool. I love
phenomenal.
It.
Phenomenal.
Yay. Yeah, absolutely. So when someone decides to purchase your course, do they get literally all the steps that they need to take it from
early
inception?
They get every single step. They get every single step they need all the way from the conception of the idea through publishing on Amazon, by your, you know, self-publishing on Amazon, including the fonts to use for your cover, where to get free images for your cover that you can use commercially without worrying about copyright or royalty,
awesome.
Websites that you can access those things on, like Canva. You can go to Canva and make fantastic covers by yourself. And,
oh, cool.
Let's see what else. I have a resource sheet that's like 28 pages long. And all of the links, this is a list that I've been accruing over the past 20 years, and I went through every single link on it to make sure that they were up to date. And if anything else is of value on this course, that resource sheet would absolutely be it. And
no kidding.
There's PDFs that I include about how to use fonts, which fonts to use, which fonts don't use because they look terrible and they won't help you on Amazon. You know, like there's a particular look that your book cover should have for your industry. For instance, if you're in the self-help industry, you've noticed probably that there are a lot of covers that are white with a large, really nice, clear font on it for the title, or rainbow colors, stuff like that. Whereas if you're writing science fiction, it's a whole nother different type of image.
True.
And so I cover those things, and I give you two PDFs of book covers not to emulate. Because, boy, I've shown you some of the worst covers I've ever seen in there. And then there's another PDF of really nice covers that you can emulate. You know,
okay.
And there's a lot
great.
More in there that, you know, we probably don't have time to go over.
Well, this is so valuable. And this course just has such easy to understand and easy to follow content and instructional guides that it's just, wow, I wish I'd known about it earlier. I guess it didn't exist earlier. It sounds like this is something you kind of put together.
Well,
and
thank you. That you make me think of one more thing here. I give you inch-by-inch instructions on how to publish your book on Amazon. And I really mean inch-by-inch. We go through every single step that you need to publish on Amazon. And the thing that I decided to do with all of the instructions in the whole course was to make videos that were very short, you know, between 5 and 15 minutes. Because I don't know about you, but I've noticed that our time is really packed and people don't have the attention span to listen to a whole hour video. And so
that's right.
I show you on the video with screenshots exactly what to do step by step going through the whole course in short little videos. So
oh, that's great.
That was really important to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no one really seems to have the bandwidth for anything more than about 15 minutes. And I also just think from a learning standpoint that if you see something and you are able to sort of see it and digest it within a 15-minute period, there's something that happens for me in that I'm finished with that segment and I'm thinking about it and I take it in a much more complete way than I would if I sort of just slogged through an hour or an hour and a half, you know, where things are kind of falling out your ears because you're already saturated. So I love that approach. That makes perfect sense.
That's an interesting thing. I find the same thing happening to me too. It's like being given an enormous chocolate bar or a little bonbon. You know, you're going to really savor the bonbon. But if you have that enormous chocolate bar, it's like, oh my God, am I going to get through this? You know?
Right. This is so good. So if you're listening and you kind of got an idea for a book, and this can be any kind of a book, as we mentioned, it can be a workbook to accompany a course that you teach or a program that you created. If it's your very first book, this is an excellent way to get started with it, because what this means is that you don't have to stumble around wasting a lot of time trying to figure out where to start, what you need to do, how you need to implement your ideas. And it takes a lot of the guesswork out and a lot of the just kind of clunking around online trying to figure out who can help you, what program, you know, might help with this aspect of it. This is a complete system for you to help you take your ideas from the conceptual level all the way through to the finished published book. So an amazing gem of a course that Angela has put together, which it's no surprise to me. If anybody was going to do it, it would have been you, Angela. You're creative.
Well, thank you for those glowing words. I appreciate it.
Well, it's true.
But, you know, I want to say one thing here, Melinda, and that is that if your listeners are not computer savvy, this is probably not for them, because it involves watching videos and using PDFs and using, you know, even though you use simple software like Microsoft Word or PowerPoint, if you can't even write an email, please don't buy the course, because it really depends on you being able to have a computer, not an iPhone, I mean, not your Android, not your iPad, but you must use a computer in order to do a decent job.
Right.
You know, I'm sorry about that, but that's just how it is. But if you are computer savvy, you're going to find it really simple. That's the cool thing about it, is it's just so simple. And if you don't have Microsoft Word or PowerPoint, you can download OpenOffice. It's a program
open
just
source.
Like Microsoft Word, but it doesn't have the sneaky code behind it that Microsoft Word does. I don't know if you know about that, but it's free to download. Just go ahead and download it, and you can use it exactly like Microsoft Word, and it has the presentation mode in it. And get that book out there, you know, please. And if you, I'm giving this away here, and I probably shouldn't, but if you have questions, feel free to email me, because I'm perfectly willing to help you as long as it doesn't take me 10 hours. You know, I'm willing to answer your questions. Go through the course, go through every single module in it. You know, there's a lot of material in there. Don't expect to do it in 2 hours. There's no chance you're going to do that. It was a 4-day course when I first presented it. So, you know, take that into account. But go through it and
wonderful.
Have fun with it. You know, this is for fun.
Yeah. And I just want to note that this is not a course on how to do the writing, like how to write the stories, how to construct the sentences, create plot lines, timelines, those kinds of things. But
right.
most of the time, if people are writing a nonfiction book, they've already got their thoughts fairly well organized. They have content, they have material, they have information. It's just going to be a matter of getting it formatted in a way that you're happy with and then getting it into the book and finishing it up. So that's exactly what this course is for. And again, the Build Your Book Creation System takes you on a clear-cut road, 1, 2, 3, from start to finish, avoiding all of the kind of detours and confusing pathways that I think so many authors had to make their way through as they were trying to figure out how to write books prior to this. So there are some amazing things that I am sure are going to show up from people who decide to take this course. And so I'd like to just invite any of you who are interested to just take a look at this. It's a great value. How much is it, Angela?
Well, normally it goes for $699, and that's probably going to increase this year. But I decided to be a nice guy, and since I like you, Melinda, and
you.
We've been friends for a long time,
yeah.
I am offering it $199.
That's an incredible
value. So you get $500 off.
Fantastic. That is money that would be so well spent, because you can use this system to write not only the first book and get it out there, but you can use this same system once you've been through it to write your second, third, and however many books you decide you want to write.
Absolutely. And
yeah.
you can write your book on whatever your expertise is, and then you can go, oh, let's see now, I really like to draw. How about if I had a book of my drawings? Or how about a book of my husband's
yes.
photographs or my kids' drawings? You know, there's so
mm-hmm.
many different possibilities, coloring books and trackers and planners and journals. And like you said, you know, quote books, mantra books. There's, God, you could just go ape about it.
Yeah,
I have.
There's no.
That's why I have so many books.
Yeah, you have written a bunch of books. It's so cool. So, really, at this point, it's not going to get any easier, folks, than this, and it's certainly not going to get any less expensive than this. To get a system where you can actually step into a start to finish, write your own book program. And it just, as Angela said as we were beginning, she helped someone work on a book that took only 13 days to get it from start to finish. So this is a fabulous opportunity for any of you who are budding writers or have written a book or two before and it was a longer, more arduous process than maybe you would have liked. Let's streamline things for you here. Use Angela's course and make it a much easier, much less fraught with delays, and do that for yourself as a gift and a favor to all of us, because we want to hear what you're going to come up with, all of you creative geniuses who are listening.
that's really a good point, Melinda. You know, when you don't write your book, you're depriving us of your expertise.
Right. Absolutely.
So shall we give them the link?
Yes. The link, if you came in through the Blog Talk program, you'll see the link right there on the page. But for those who are listening and you're out and about, that link is writepublishnow.com/the deal. And I will be sending out a replay of this to everyone who is on my email list. It'll also be posted on all of my social media. So you'll have the link. You can click right through to look at the course offerings. And I promise you, you're going to just be blown away by how much value is here. So Thank you. Thank you, Angela, once again for your amazing creative juices that make such a big contribution to us all.
Well, thank you for having me on your show. I appreciated it.
It's really a pleasure.
I really hope that people use it. This is to use, because we need you stuff out there. There's enough nasty stuff out there. We want your positive, wonderful, fun, exciting, beautiful things out there. So get to it. Get your book going.
Hear, hear. I so agree. Thank you for listening, everyone. And Angela, thanks again. You're the best.
Thank you, Melinda.
Okay. Bye-bye, everyone. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Bye-bye.